The Ticket brings you to Professor John Clayton every Thursday morning with Zaza Romberg and Amber at 8:20. John Clayton appears on The Ticket courtesy of Anna John and Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. It's good to be back. Everybody back together.
Yep.
It's been fantastic. Did you have a good Christmas, Leroy?
Yeah.
Everything good? Yeah. Anything fancy or special going down for you?
No. Not
other, other than obviously your taste test that went down at New Year's, which was a dicey story.
Fonz is in town.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I got to witness the boxing of the year on Christmas Day.
I heard about this. I heard about the Zach Duarte versus Dunkin' Donuts fiasco that went down here.
And
him peeing on the little man and being a general social media snitch. And Lazen boxed him in hard, huh? This is if you guys don't know, if you guys haven't been paying attention or you're just getting back into your holiday routine, Zach Duarte and our own Brian London.
Oh, God, are we going back to this film?
Hey, I haven't gotten to weigh in on this. And what you did and your little minion was terrible behavior.
It was mostly him.
Yeah, but do you want to know something? You are like the master splinter of this. And so I don't find it surprising that this is associated with you in any way. So Zach Duarte, who we know from this show as a guy who complains about a few crumbs in the studio.
Any fake Woj.
Fake Woj.
By the way, the more I get to know Zach, we've been spending a lot of time together.
Yeah.
We traveled together.
Sure.
He whines a lot.
A lot. Yeah, I know. Trust me. I remember the days of doing nights down here on this station. And man, that guy can whine.
I mean, a lot.
A lot. But anyway, he snitched on a Dunkin' Donuts location that closed 5 minutes on Christmas.
Everyone's pointing out that one. It was the one that really got us started off was he went to the one a little bit north of there that closed 20 minutes early.
Whatever. But ultimately, still doing it with the one 5 minutes beforehand,
you know what?
Is ridiculous.
You're supposed to be open till one, stay open till one.
All right, you stay in that camp. However, our own Eric Lauzen.
That's what camp Leroy's in.
Our own Eric Lauzen. Give him in the old, this is to round out 2018, the box-in of the year.
Had an employee come out and said, listen, it was really slow. The coffee's not fresh. We got rid of it. We don't want to make a new pot. Like, that's unfair. We're really apologetic. It's Christmas. We're sorry. I think that would have probably sufficed. Instead, he got a door shut in his face.
I'm not going to hold the employees account. You know, I'm not going to blame them for having to come to work on Christmas morning and being asked to stay an extra 5 minutes, even when you're in shutdown mode.
But it's not an extra 5 minutes. They were scheduled till 1 o'clock.
If the manager says we're closing at 12:55,
okay, that's
but they
knew coming into that day they were coming till 1 o'clock.
No, if it's a slow day, you close early.
But they says on the schedule one.
Okay, but they don't. I mean, do you do everything?
How do you think Dunkin' Donuts ever closes early?
Zach, how many times do we replay interviews at the end of the show?
Boxed in.
Not really.
It is a box in.
No, because the radio station doesn't shut off.
See, here's where you guys are wrong, though. I believe, as people who do a radio show, if you are doubling up on the content, you know, replayed content, not tape. Sometimes we play taped interviews and have hightailed it out of here early, but that's new. You guys are getting fresh stuff. Fresh stuff out of the box. Haven't seen it yet. But if you're doing, if you're replaying an interview, it's not really doing your job. It's not. It's a box in. It's a solid box in, boys.
It made box in of the year.
Open and shut box, quite frankly. Look at the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right, Manny Diaz is the 25th coach of the University of Miami. Everyone happy about that? Everyone jacked? I'm jacked.
He's jacked. I know that. He is very intense. He is all happy and fired up about what he's going to do.
Here's why I like the move. Because, let's be honest, he's not going to cost you what Mario would cost you in a $10 million buyout and probably an extra mil on the salary, if not more. And that leaves you money on the table to go get a real offensive coordinator like a former head coach like Larry Fedora instead of having to go cheap there and get some guy that, you know, doesn't carry any weight.
Are you okay with a guy who said football was under attack?
He did say that. He said, and he said football is bigger than life.
Correct.
I mean, if he look, if he coaches a mean offense, then I'm all for it. Can we do it? There's no shot. We get a little back out by Ken Dorsey.
Ren Morsi.
Okay, so how can I put this?
Just put it. Stop tiptoeing around the tulips and just say it.
I don't know that Ken Dorsey would get the offensive coordinator job. I really think he Manny wants to hire someone who's been a head coach at that position because he's never been a head coach. So he wants to have like a former head coach in the staff.
Don't do that.
What if you hired Adam Gase as offensive coordinator?
It's a terrible idea by him.
But if Manny Diaz calls Ken Dorsey and says, "Will you come here and be the offensive, the quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator?" Because as long as you get passing game coordinator in your title, you can get more money. Ken Dorsey would say yes.
Hmm. So is he going to ask?
Don't know.
Is there a buyout with Appalachian State?
Yeah, it's like two Cadillacs from Williamson Cadillac.
They'd probably be like, "Hey, we want to."
Hey, there's no buyout. The Canes played at Appalachian State. That's already taken care of.
Yeah, but now
they made the road trip to go to Boone, North Carolina.
Hey, man, like I would say that the Canes have paid their debt to Temple too. But
yeah,
they got hosed for another $4 million there.
We got bum Al Golden.
Oh my God, Al Golden, and they're like, you know, the thing that's got to be frustrating. Like Manny Diaz and Mark Richt never just had a talk. It's like, look, I don't know if I'm going to be sticking around here, Manny. Why don't you just...
Mark, I know this for a fact. Mark Richt didn't talk with anyone on the staff about
really
the decision. Yeah.
Just surprise.
Yep, completely.
Except quarterback's coach had to know.
I'm guessing that was talked over at the family dinner.
I mean, the pitch strip.
Right after they said grace.
Yeah, how about no more games against Wisconsin? Like, can we make that a...
The NCAA should know that. Unfortunately, the problem is that ESPN puts all these bowl matchups together, and they don't care.
That's not surprising.
Just beat them, man.
No,
stop wussing out and just beat them for once.
Well, no.
It's such a ridiculous school to own.
Michigan had owned Florida. They had beaten them bad, like four games in a row. Florida had never beaten Michigan. At the end of the Peach Bowl, they took care of business. Sometimes you got to man up and beat them.
What? Robbie, seriously, you're going to get your ass kicked.
I'm just bringing up facts. Michigan had owned Florida.
Who brought you lunch today?
It's okay. No defensive players from Michigan not playing. It's okay.
Who brought you lunch today?
Leroy is a proponent of you. You decided on the field, and so it's not like he's going.
But he doesn't need to be reminded.
Well, he knows what happened.
So it's a shot at Leroy, just about Florida, how they had never beat Michigan, and then they finally overcome their demons and won.
It's not about Michigan not showing up in any big game this year.
He's
it's
making
just,
faces.
It's about facts.
That's all it is. Didn't mean to throw Michigan under the bus.
He's making faces. Robbie, he's making faces. Can we hear from
it was Manny? It was a sleepy nooner.
Let's oh God. Can we hear from Manny Diaz?
Everybody has to own 7-6. There's not a blame. There's not a blame to the people who were not retained on the staff as if it was all their fault. If you wore you on the side of your helmet last year, or you wore it over your heart on a coaching shirt, we are all responsible for the 7-6. Therefore, it is all of our responsibility to do everything we can to make sure that never happens again.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's fine to say that, but then we also learned.
Well, no, but here's the thing.
It's fine to say that, but there was also a rift in the locker room because clearly half of that team didn't feel like everybody is responsible for 7-6.
Listen though. Okay, so here's the difference. Like Al Golden gave good press conference, but we had nothing. Like we didn't know anything about Al Golden to back up the good presser. We were just like, oh, binder, pillars, presser, great. This Manny Diaz, he gives good presser, but we know what he can do. I mean, he brought the turnover chain.
Really?
Come on. He chest bumps kids.
He did bring the turnover chain.
Come on.
Is it also because it's his dream job?
I don't want.
Also because you can make memes of him in the Scarface.
I don't want to sound like I'm anti.
Oh, here we go.
Diaz.
Pinky toe.
No, go ahead.
But we've had these same conversations about all the coaches. When are we going to just sit back and realize that this is going to be take a minute?
It didn't really take a minute, though. Like, when Mark Richt got here,
that wasn't okay. It didn't take a minute, but they were the same team that got some fortunate breaks last year.
Nah, they were worse.
Turnovers don't carry over from year to
year. Yeah, but
the defense was just as good.
Offensively, they were better.
The offense. Dude, are you serious? You think the offense was better last year?
I think it was slightly better, yes.
Offense was definitely better. The year
okay,
the,
slight, the year slight. Still... Here, let me ask you this. Do you think if not for all the turnovers, they would have been 7-6 last year?
No. No, they would
you
not have been 7-6.
You think they would have been better because their offense was better?
They would have been better.
Their offense was functional. Like even getting a running game going was functional for them. The offensive line was so bad this year.
By the way, Travis Homer, good decision or not a good decision?
To turn pro?
Yeah.
What are you saying? For?
Okay. His draft stock can't really get any better.
Here's if you want to get the process started, and you think that coming back another year isn't going to change your draft status. Based on, again, if I'm Travis Homer, I'm looking at all the other running backs and how they rotate me around. If I have a chance of getting drafted, then I'll go make some money. That being said, are you sure you're going to get drafted?
He's going to get drafted.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah, man. Are you sure? Are you willing to stake your career on it? Because that's where we are. And when guys don't get drafted and don't make a team, now what? So you better be pretty damn sure.
Joe Yerby, that's what.
Right. Yep. So that's why I bring it up. So I'm not faulting him for wanting to leave. I wasn't mad at all the Michigan guys. Okay? But if you're getting bad advice and they're telling you what you want to hear instead of the reality of what your situation is, like he needs somebody in his camp to say, hey, you're going to be a third or fourth rounder or maybe a fifth rounder, but you will get drafted. Let's make a decision based on that. Or, you know what? You need to come back another year because there's no guarantee you're going to get drafted. And if you don't get drafted, you might not have a football career. He needs somebody to sit down in front of him and have that grown-up conversation.
Once Rick retired, how many carries is Travis Homer going to get next year? He was going to split between DJ Dallas and Cam Davis and then Lorenzo Lingard, too.
Yeah, I don't follow him that much.
No.
For it.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Heat in Cleveland tonight. Do we have an update? Have you seen anything on our boy Philly Cheese?
I saw they tweeted out pictures of him at shoot around.
Okay, so he's
officially questionable. He traveled with the team. He said on his social media that he's medically cleared.
What did you? First of all, tip time is 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, pregame with Zaz and Tommy Tighe. The sound I was hearing this morning,
yeah,
was that Philly Cheese?
Yeah, it was on his Instagram. Get that, Robbie. It's in today's folder.
And what the hell was he saying? Like, what was?
People are asking about the island.
Yeah,
the island is clear. Waiter's Island.
But he was talking to Mama or Mommy or.
Oh, his little daughter was walking behind him on his little moat because you know he's got that giant mansion from all that Miami Heat money, and so he was saying, "Right, Mommy, Mama." Yeah, like if you have a baby, like you call him that.
Huh.
Yeah. You got this?
They said, did the island open up yet? Chill. The island just got cleared. Ain't that right, Mommy? Mommy? Mama? Vibes.
Vibes, man. Vibes. Why? You guys excited to watch Philly Cheese tonight?
Yes.
Why is everyone
becoming...
He's going
to play like 3 minutes.
Why is everyone becoming Hassan Whiteside on their social media?
We talked. That's how he always is.
Yes.
What?
No.
That's how Philly Cheese is.
No. He does have kind of that punch drunkenness when he talks on social media.
Mommy, mama.
The island is clear.
Vibes.
The island is clear.
The island is clear.
Just realized that, man. It's going to be fun. I saw this. Spoelstra was he was saying that he's sick to his stomach that he can't find minutes for Wayne Ellington.
Yeah, sure. That seems
wait, can't find minutes.
Yeah, they don't play him. He doesn't play anymore.
Yeah, that happens a lot with 3-point shooters in the Heat organization.
Because James Jones.
They replace him with defenders.
And he's also just been. It's been a case where their identity has gone back to defense.
Right.
Again.
But, I mean, look, it's not like their identity wasn't defense last year either. And there were a lot of games where he lit it up.
Didn't he break records?
Yeah.
Most 3-pointers off the bench.
Most I think most bench points in Heat history, I think
yeah,
he had.
Yeah, and now suddenly we can't find minutes. That seems a little odd.
It is odd.
All right, that's how it works with the Heat, man.
Real quick, the Dolphins continue their coaching search. Bieniemy, he interviewed with the Jets. Now he's going to interview here. But the biggest news of the day, really, that's not sad because we have two sad stories, is that Man Campbell is interviewing for the Green Bay Packers job, which would be spectacular.
I mean, if they got a good offensive coordinator.
Would you want that job?
The Packers job? Yeah.
Okay.
You know your defense is really bad.
Whatever. It's Green Bay Packers.
Do you think there's a lot of people? Do you think there's a lot of coaches probably outside of, who's that dude from the Bears?
Fangio.
That guy's been around forever, never got a head coaching job.
I'd say, like, he's the only dude who's going into things based on defense. Like, most people, like, the attractiveness of a job is based on quarterback. Like,
although your quarterback
the Dolphins are ranked seventh or sixth in most of these eight vacancies. The top two are Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay or coaching Baker Mayfield.
By the way, Man Campbell, I see him coaching the Packers with no shirt on.
Nah, it's
like a Lambo.
It's too cold.
He's Man Campbell.
Nah.
Yes.
He went long sleeves down here.
No, he will do reverse up there. He went long sleeves down here because it was hot.
So he was trying to show his toughness?
Correct.
I don't know about that, man.
So he's going to go no shirt in Green Bay in December.
You know what Belichick used to do?
Oh.
In the summer, he would wear a sweatshirt to determine how hot everybody else was. So when he got too hot in his shirt, he would take for practice.
What a scientist.
That guy's awesome. And last but not least, two sad stories. We've had two.
Fire Belichick!
I never said that. It's two celebrity deaths today. Mean Gene Okerlund and Bob Einstein.
I can't believe this Levitard curse thing is real.
It is.
I can't believe it. Like, it was
poor
it was,
Allison.
It was like, all fun. Just, it's all fun and games, but I mean, how many deaths? We talking half a dozen?
Yeah.
He basically said, I can't come on your show.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
The Batman, original Batman, died like right after he was
Adam
on the
West.
Show. Adam West died. And granted, he was 95 years old.
But still.
But he died right after their show.
Jeff Garland, better watch out.
Whatever he was doing was lasted a long time.
The Baldwin brothers
and
Richard Lewis need to, just stay indoors.
Look, I want to believe there's not a Levitard curse. I want to believe those guys. Evidence would suggest otherwise.
Pretty much.
15 Minutes of Heat is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 Minutes of Heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
All right, thanks, Mike. Heat got the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Cleveland sucks.
They're terrible.
Team's terrible. They're trying to pack this thing in real hard.
Kind of what happens when LeBron leaves.
Yep, they seem to do it a lot worse than when Miami did.
Oh, yeah.
They take it to a new level.
Like, they're just like, yeah, let's just pack this in. Let's pack this puppy in. J.R. Smith, don't even come to work. Don't worry about it. It's not necessary.
I mean, they're even horrible at home. They're 5-13 at home.
It's a trash heap. And the Heat have been playing a lot better lately. Tough loss over the weekend to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Carl Anthony Towns was giving the Heat the business, gave Bam the business, gave Kelly O the business. Whiteside was no first prize. He dominated. Really huge game from the Wolves superstar, who's clearly happy that Jimmy Butler is out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly happy about that. But, I mean, the big thing, man, since I've been gone as far as watching the Heat, and the most fun thing has been Justice Winslow. Like, watching Justice Winslow, what? What?
Sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
Flippity floppity.
No, like, you're throwing your arms up. Like,
no, I imagine it's something. Stupid ESPN injury report has Deion Waiters out for tonight when clearly he's not.
Well, we don't know he's going to play.
He's not out. He's been listed as questionable. Yes?
Why are you so mad? Why do you go there for reliable news?
It's ESPN. They're supposed to be the worldwide leader in sports.
ESPN has a lot of things to cover, man. I don't think they're worried about the Heat versus the Cavaliers.
I mean, get something right. Sorry. Told you that it was not.
I mean, the first picture of them is Deion Waiters in a T-shirt.
Oh, we had that fixed. Didn't we get an email that was fixed?
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, things get fixed here. But no, either way, with the Heat and watching Justice Winslow take over the starting point guard position with Goran out, it's been awesome to watch. It's been awesome to watch him blossom. It's been awesome to watch him make baskets around the rim. It's soft shell crab now, man. This ain't our Fiddler. Our fiddler's all grown up.
We're going to have to switch our emojis?
Seems like it. It seems like it. I don't know, man. He's like, he's doing like step back jumpers. That 3-point shot's still wet from Justice Winslow. It's amazing. They just expand it, and he's blossoming like a peacock. It's tremendous. It's good to see that trust from the Heat organization. Be nice to see that trust here, quite honestly. I mean, with this hellhole, because we've been asking for a third hour for the longest time, and they won't do anything. Let's see what a nice little opportunity does.
I've been trying.
Oh, you've been trying?
Yeah. Don't
really.
Try.
All right.
Dude.
You've been trying.
I've been trying.
Sure. All right. You've been trying.
I am on the front lines representing this show.
Well, we're trying to say, I try and put this into language the quote unquote boss can understand.
Yes.
And that is maybe instead, what was the big news that broke? Like right before we went on vacation. I think it was Manny Diaz getting the Temple job right at 3 o'clock.
Correct.
Right at 3 o'clock.
Naked Chris yep. reported that.
All news conferences. Because of what we do around here, run between 3 and 3:30.
So I'm just saying, maybe, Entercom,
mm-hmm.
alleged suits, could take a page out of the Miami Heat's playbook and expand our role a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
You can do like
I
do.
You want us to be the Justice Winslow of shows?
I'm just saying, let us
me
fly.
See.
Let us fly.
You do. Yeah.
Let us fly, man.
I mean... You can take the other approach.
What's that?
Not leave.
What do you mean? Like you just want to take it?
3 o'clock.
I don't think Justice Winslow did that.
Like I don't think Justice Winslow just puts himself in the lineup.
Wait. The beginning of last year, when he was talking about Winslow culture, he was not taking the shots.
That was kind of him just taking the shot. That was 2 years
right.
ago. But yes, that was him just basically infiltrating and forcing Winslow culture upon us.
Well, some clicked because guess what? They didn't say, no, you go sit on the bench. They expanded his role.
Where is this boss? Is he here? Or is he too cowardice to show up for the New Year?
He's on his way back from Spain.
He knows it's like my first question of the New Year,
he's
right?
He's flying back from Spain.
He's on a plane.
Oh, really? He's from Spain. He's in Spain.
Yes.
I can't picture Lynn in Spain.
I can't picture him in Spain either.
I saw some pictures. He was eating paella, letting his 18-year-old daughter drink wine, which he was real nervous about.
So what you're saying is the boss isn't here.
Boss is not here.
Interesting.
Hey.
Not in country.
I'm telling you.
Interesting.
There's always...
What?
Look.
No.
I've always been told...
What?
Don't worry about it.
What?
We're going to go on because we got to talk about the Heat. But he's not here?
Yeah, I just told you he's not here.
Hey.
Interesting.
Fourth and one, you need a yard. Get the yard.
Interesting.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
That means that
doesn't mean anything.
If you want hashtag third hour, just take it.
What?
No. Don't worry about it. Because we know you don't like to ruffle feathers.
You don't want to be a part of this.
You are half in, half out with your, right. with your
I am
chameleon.
Not. I'm fully in.
You're trying to make sure both sides like you.
Yeah.
So you tell us you're trying.
You're a chameleon.
I am trying.
You're a chameleon.
I've been in every
you
meeting.
Been, you
hashtag
trying.
Third hour.
No.
We need to do this.
No. No.
You know what you need to try?
What?
Stopping off at a barber on the way home.
Yeah, I know.
I know a guy.
Listen, I'm never using your guy.
You might
I looked in the mirror this morning, and I was like, Leroy's going to say something.
I had to give my guy a haircut over the weekend.
You might want
Wait. There was role reversal?
Yes.
What happened?
He gave his guy a haircut.
Yes.
It's kind of like the baboons.
I have to pay my debt.
It's like the baboons who groom themselves.
It was very baboonish.
You might want to just continue to grow it out because you might end up throwing today and landing on the Mike Beltran, which is the latest addition to our dartboard of doom. Now, you might ask yourself, what's the Mike Beltran? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's what happened. This past UFC, UFC 232, which was riddled with controversy and steroids. It's unbelievable. It got uplifted and moved from Vegas to California in a week's time.
Because of steroids.
And they needed a new referee. Mike Beltran, and this dude, you want to talk about taking the opportunity and running with it. This dude, you've never heard a guy instruct guys with more force and be
watch the fingers. Watch your fingers.
Be more of a stickler. Hey, the low blows? Excuse me, John Jones. Why would we not do that? Gustafson? But this guy, Leroy, this is a majestic mustache that is just... It's too beautiful for words. And so, what we're going to do now is it's going to be added to the dartboard of doom, the Mike Beltran. Now, I will tweet this out, but whoever lands on this will have to don. I don't care if it's artificial. I don't care if you grow it out yourself.
Well, if we grow it ourselves, it's going to take a year or two.
So artificial would be more pleasurable for this, for the sake of the audience.
Whoa!
Yeah, it goes all the way down
to his ponytail.
Yeah, it's
two ponytails.
But no, let me explain.
How does that happen?
How can you not have one piece of hair on your head, yet your mustache gets stuck in your belt buckle?
Same reason I have back hair, like some sort of wild animal.
Robbie doesn't.
Robbie has hair.
Science.
He's a hairless.
But he's got hair everywhere else.
Yes.
He's like a
seal.
You're
like a bear. with no back hair.
But my back doesn't see a lot of sun. That's probably me. That could be an explanation.
Point is, you might want to hold off on stopping by for a trim. Because you're throwing. Because you didn't believe in Jarvis Landry.
And I didn't say that.
How many did he land at?
I did
he got
not
to 81.
Say that. He's got 81. He finished with 81. I did not say that. Don't twist my words. You know exactly what I said. Because I prefaced my whole argument by saying 100 catches in Miami.
Oh, no.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Might only be 75 catches in Cleveland, but it will be more effective.
I don't think that's what you said. I think you said that he wasn't going to get to 75. That's why the bet was 75.
No, right. No, I didn't believe he was.
He got to 12 yards a catch, as opposed to like 7 or 8 down here.
Which is way better than last year's 8 yards per catch.
Yes.
No, man. They got two guys who have these chips on their shoulder that if that gets throughout the whole team, you're going to have a whole bunch of badasses.
All right, so let's say Philly cheese. Let's get back to the Heat, and then I want to get to Adam Gase and all that nonsense, speaking of Jarvis Landry.
Okay. What am I throwing?
We'll do that next segment, too. We got time.
Just one last Jarvis Landry note. He only had 11 less yards this year than he did last year.
Which made my point.
No, it didn't make your point.
He got the same amount of yards with less catches.
Your point was a negative point. You're trying to spin it into a positive.
No, it wasn't. No,
you are doing take jujitsu here.
No,
you're
not
trying to reverse this thing. You were taking a dump on Jarvis Landry.
I wasn't taking a dump.
You did. You said he was going to be like the fourth option in Cleveland, and he's going to be miserable.
That's not what I said.
I don't believe that's what he said.
Here's what I said, okay? I said we had a guy in Andre Rison that came and had 100, came from Atlanta where he had 100 catches every year. He was not bad in Cleveland. But he only had 70 catches, and everybody wanted 100 catches. It didn't mean he had a bad year because he didn't have 100 catches. That's what I said. And I said, I hope that Jarvis or the fans don't get frustrated because he doesn't have 100 catches. Now, he had 81 catches, but he was more effective than with the 100 catches. So, I was kind of right.
Nah.
No.
Then why are you throwing at the dartboard of doom?
Because I said he would only have 75 catches.
No, you said he wouldn't get to 75
catches. I said he wouldn't get to 75 catches. Yeah.
How many shots does Deion Waiters take tonight if he's given 6 minutes?
How many times does he get the ball? Ball hot!
He's coming in hot on this game.
Wait. He's like, when he comes into the game, he's going to be at the scoring set like this. Shaking his hands.
Is there a chance he pulls something?
No.
Like within the first minute or two?
He was saying yesterday, I was listening to his practice press conference, and he was saying like the ankle still has its days.
Oh, no.
I'm like, first of all, that's very generic. Don't just say stuff like that. Don't just say, oh, you know, the ankle has its days. What does that mean?
You got to negotiate with your ankle to go play?
He's like, yeah, you know, like some days we got to loosen it up, you know?
It's like that new AT&T commercial with a tattoo parlor. He's like, hey, I'm just okay at tattooing.
Yeah, and the tattoo artist is like, stay in your lane.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I'm ever at a place of business and somebody tells me while I'm asking questions about the service to stay in your lane, me and that tattoo artist would have a go at it.
So are you worried about this ankle situation?
Kind of, yeah. I was hoping, like, if
you know, usually when guys come back and say, I feel great, I'm in bed, my ankle's so much better than it was before.
Can we just break this down?
Sure.
Gordon Hayward turned his foot upside down, and he's back. Not playing well.
He's back.
Not playing well.
He's struggling. He's struggling.
But Deion Waiters has been gone for a long time, seemingly had some kind of a rift with the team on how to rehab. Pat Riley put him through a crazy workout multiple times because he was so mad at him for getting fat in the offseason, because he showed up to Heat Media Day with chipmunk cheeks. And I would hope that, all right, at least in Leroy's camp, you have been saying, hey, can't work out. Can't work out. All right, so I bought into that for a little bit. But if he can't work out, I was hoping that in that time that he couldn't work out, that the knee or the ankle was going to be like the strongest ankle. Just, you know, super rehabbed all the way. He should have the best titanium ankle of all time.
Let me get this straight. After a year off, you don't want to hear, it's all right.
I want to hear that this ankle could go 360 and I'm fine. And I don't know if I'm really hearing that.
How long has it been since he had?
A year.
A year. Just under a year. Yeah.
And he's still like,
he's like, it's got some days.
I mean, you know, it was
it's got some days. He's medically cleared. And he's with the team. And great steps. I hope Deion Waiters comes in and we got Philly cheese style. I didn't like seeing him. You see him and Goran on the bench against the Timberwolves?
Nope.
It was very sad. It was very sad. That was 7-Eleven. That was the catalyst of the run. And then they're in their suits. They're looking like they're going to go solve crime. Just very annoyed being on the bench. But yeah, man. Like, the fact that he's still not, he's not like, hey, man, this ankle, this is what I want to hear. I want Philly Cheese to be about his ankle like he is with his basketball talent. I want him to tell me, you've never seen an ankle like mine.
You want cocky ankle guy?
Yeah. I want him saying that he has the greatest ankle known to man. That this, you're going to see an ankle like you've never seen before.
So you don't want him telling you the truth?
No. No. I need some false optimism going on with Philly Cheese. And what I'm getting from him is, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know. Like, he keeps saying he's ready, and I hope he's ready. I want to see Philly Cheese back to his superpower ways. But when I hear that the ankle's kind of, eh, that's kind of what we heard when the contract was signed. The ankle's, eh. So I'm worried.
Don't be.
What if he comes out tonight, though?
Nobody wants honesty. He's just being honest.
I know, but I wasn't expecting that honesty.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I was expecting,
wait,
ankles.
What if, look,
ankles raring to go.
Would you rather him do like Gordon Hayward and say, I feel great while looking like crap and not playing well? When you can look and see Gordon Hayward still has some questions about his ankle?
But this is the thing. Gordon Hayward, they're like documenting his comeback the entire time, and it was like a Rocky movie. So like,
but he's still in the same spot.
I get it. But here's the other thing. The Gordon Hayward thing, some of it to me is a little bit of like post-traumatic stress from basketball because of the way the injury happened. Deion just kind of broke down. It didn't land on somebody else's leg while you're high-flying for a dunk. I can understand why you'd want to be a little bit
tentative.
Exactly. Philly Cheese, it's like, you made Riley get out the gym shorts. That's how frustrated they were with how this rehab was going. So if we were taking our sweet-ass time with this rehab, I just hope the ankle is 110%. Not 10%.
All right.
That's all I'm nervous about, though. I want to see him do good. Because, look, we saw this the past game with the damn Timberwolves. Right. Every now and then, that Heat offense gets bogged down.
Okay.
And needs a little escape hatch. Philly Cheese is a good escape hatch if he's got his superpowers.
I mean, his superpowers are confidence.
Yeah.
Like, it's not scoring. It's not. His superpowers are confidence.
He's kind of like Batman.
But who's
it
more?
Is, wait, you're right. He is kind of like Batman.
Who's more confident? Justice Winslow, who we thought was quiet.
No.
Philly Cheese.
No, Philly Cheese.
I put Philly Cheese only behind Mario Chalmers in the confidence
correct
meter.
Mario.
You go Mario, Philly Cheese, Antoine Walker.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever met a guy who actually scored consistently that had that kind of confidence?
No.
How about Hassan?
He goes. No.
Doesn't Hassan truly believe he's amazing in all facets of the game, even though he airballs free throws?
I'm just waiting for him to do turnaround jumpers for free throws.
I feel
he's tried everything. Just do the Olajuwon shimmy shake.
You know why?
And then turn around and shoot the free throw.
You know why? You know why I can't be centers? Because centers get too mopey. You know?
Yeah, their ups and downs are terrible.
Centers are very emotional. They swing up. You need a guy who's just not aware of it, like Swaggy P. Not aware.
You're just totally unaware.
Just not, I'm the best thing out there. Just cut by the Nuggets, by the way. Swaggy P.
Wasn't he like? I mean,
no, he wasn't like.
It was like, well, no,
he was taking all the shots in a terrible Lakers team.
When he was with, wasn't he Golden State last year? Wasn't he?
Yes.
But wasn't they talk about his comeback and oh my goodness, his contribution and
yeah, the Heat said that about Eddie Curry during the big 3 years. They're like, oh, he's working out. He's on his way back.
No. Swaggy P was actually contributing. Yeah.
He had like one decent year where he was like somewhat meaningful.
Yeah, he had that huge year. He was dating the Australian rapper.
Yeah.
And then he got snitched on by D'Angelo Russell.
And that was it. That was it. That was the end of that.
Brooklyn's coming on. They got that Dinwiddie guy. He could play.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a looter in a riot, but
you boys ready to throw?
I guess.
I suppose.
Dartboard of Doom is next. Time has come. The dartboard of doom awaits two victims today. As Beast yet again finishes with the worst picks in the month of December, Chase Month, as it's effectively been known. Yeah.
I've thrown once.
He threw once. So 3 out of 4 months?
3 out of 4 NFL months.
3 out of 4 NFL months. You, Vic. Now, it was almost a throw-off. Leroy only beat you by a game, but last nonetheless. And Leroy, he too suffers this fate for his disbelief in Jarvis Landry.
All right. What's the, you want to have a little wait for you? First of all, what's on the board?
All right. What's on the board? We have the groundskeeper. Got to put in a Marlins jersey and hold a rake in honor of Brian Anderson.
Okay.
You have the Matt Patricia, which is you got to sit the entire show with a book on your head for good posture because we know that slob loves good posture. Loves it. You got the Fiddler Crab, which may need to get adjusted, but that is in honor of Justice Winslow's former struggles scoring around the rim. You got to go through a show wearing lobster claws on your hands.
Okay.
And then get the Mike Beltran. Sorry. Forgot another classic. The Pootie Tang speaks for itself. And then you got the Mike Beltran. You got to put together yourself a wonderful ponytail mustache. Wear that during the show. So, boys,
now
it's time to step on up and figure this thing out.
Would you like to have a wager?
On what?
I'm just saying, I'm willing to. Whoever gets the highest score on the dartboard, the other person has to do.
No.
Don't let him sucker you, Beast.
No,
he's trying to get out of his punishment.
You want me to go first?
The last time I threw, I missed the damn board.
Now listen. Hold on. Are you ready, Leroy?
Of course. You're too far forward.
All right.
I'm not. I'm regulate your feet.
Leroy is stepping up to the plate. He is getting ready to throw. Leroy, he zings up. He goes.
He hits the Justice Winslow, the Fiddler Crab. We have that dart.
Now, listen. There's no canceling that out. There's a complete possibility that we end up with two Fiddler Crabs on one show. Now, Beast, remember, you still have an out. If you get Bullseye,
really, hit the big Bullseye.
Look,
the
if you hit Bullseye, you can pick somebody else to throw. If you hit Red Bullseye, we're all throwing. So just letting you know, that's still out there for you, man. There he goes.
Definitely not Bullseye.
He lands on the Mike Beltran.
He's going to have himself a wonderful mustache for a show. So how about that?
Should we just get somebody to weave it in?
Whatever it takes,
man. That's exactly what's going to have to happen.
Whatever it takes. Kind of like these texters who just want us to take third hour.
No, that's not happening.
Hey.
Texter writes in, Leroy, ask for forgiveness. Third hour. I can mediate afterwards.
Okay. I'm
just take third hour.
No.
Do it, boys.
That's not a thing.
Why not?
It is a thing.
What are you?
The boss is away.
No, just let us do it. Like, I mean,
we'll lie and say you said it was okay.
No.
What if the Dolphins hire a new head coach?
I don't want to get fired.
How are you going to handle yourself?
If you haven't gotten fired by now, you ain't getting fired.
You're still here, man. And look, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to save your job. Okay?
How am I going to say? How are you going to save my job?
Because we're going to be so good that it won't matter.
I'm going to tell you right now. 3 o'clock rolls around, there's going to be a new Canes offensive coordinator. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to have Izzy and Greg Cody break it down from 4 hours ago? No.
I mean, that's what's on the schedule.
No.
Schedule.
The schedule can be changed. Well, trust me, we've seen from you, the schedule can be changed.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's take it. That's what everyone's expecting. The entire Entercom.
Who?
Everyone Entercom. Is expecting.
Really?
I mean, we don't.
If you call corporate right now, they have no idea who's
no
on
idea
the air right now.
They have no idea.
Well, I mean, our own boss doesn't really know.
Just a bunch of faceless
right.
suits. Yeah, he's not even here half the time. He won't even notice if we take third hour.
Right. He's on a plane from Spain.
He is on a plane right now.
Radio.com doesn't work on a plane.
Right. There you go.
It doesn't work out of international, out of U.S. territory. So, it doesn't work.
Let's just.
No.
Do it.
No.
Leroy.
No.
I'm game.
No.
Two against one.
No.
Yeah,
Robbie, do it.
Let's do it.
Robbie, I'll fire you.
That's 3-1. You can't fire him.
Okay,
Robbie.
So his vote doesn't count. He abstains from voting.
You can't fire me.
Wait. Okay. What do you want to do right now?
Oh no, we're not. We're doing it.
No. What are you doing?
Not.
Well, I'm on Instagram Live right now.
So what are you doing?
I'm taking third hour.
What does that mean?
I'm taking it
at 3 o'clock.
We're going to
the
best of.
No.
And we do.
We're not doing best of.
We're going to the best.
We're not doing best of.
Go to the best of.
Who's gonna happen? We're gonna go to break. Okay.
Yep. And then we're going to go.
Zaslow's going to do his little dos minutos.
No, but I've got work to do in my office. You guys go home.
Work.
Good.
Really?
Work. Go do your work. What? You really want to sit there and laugh at these conference calls? Why not just be here and join us? Join forces with Third Hour. Don't be the Aquaman of our show, bro. Don't be the guy who sucks.
Bro, Aquaman.
Yeah. Don't be the Aquaman of our show.
Aquaman would mean I'm a great superhero.
No. Aquaman sucks and everybody knows it.
And furthermore, I'd be like Jason Momoa and have a great body.
Listen to me. Beast, no one's going to realize it. No one's going to realize it.
Is the clown from Spawn a superhero?
No. Yes, Spawn is a superhero.
No.
Spawn is, not the clown.
No.
I got people right now on my Instagram. They want you to stop being soft. I got
somebody
the text
said,
machine.
Leave
they
if
want
you
to
don't
stop being soft.
It.
Yeah, leave.
Okay, here the texts are coming in. Beast, quit being a P-word.
Yep.
You're a fake superior. You only use it when you want things your way. On the newnewslaw.com text line.
Agreed. Hashtag third hour. Hashtag three musketeers. All for one and one for all. Are you going to be in or not?
Two against one. That means that.
That means the one is boxing.
Listen to me. I guarantee we do this. Don't even say anything to our so-called boss.
And
he wouldn't notice for a good 3 months. He wouldn't notice. He wouldn't.
Hell, I did a segment in nipple clamps and he didn't even know.
I can't reach him to get permission to do this.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Ask for forgiveness.
You can say
not permission.
Permission, remission.
Permission is for suckers.
All right, so you want us to do another hour right now? Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening. Hashtag third hour's next.